Termites now are in the future.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
The president announced on Friday that he is moving houses of worship onto the list of essential services.
Governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
In response to the president's declaration today, the Catholic Diocese of Richmond announcing the resumption of public mass beginning tomorrow. Officials with the diocese say appropriate social distancing and other protocols will be followed. At his last scheduled briefing before the holiday weekend, Governor Ralph Northam urged Virginians to stay safe and use caution if they go out and about. The governor also said he's planning to announce more information about the next steps in the phased reopening plan.
In most parts of Virginia, our percent positivity, in addition to the percent positivity, we also use other metrics that we have talked about in the past.
The Virginia Department of Health's seven-day rolling average is down to 681.9. That's down from a high of 830 on May 2nd. In this area, Buckingham County continues to lead with the outbreak at Dilwyn, 439. Albemarle County, 142 cases, 74 in Charlottesville, 84 in Fluvanna, 67 in Louisa, 73 in Orange, 21 in Green, and 13 in Nelson County. June 6th is the date for the 10th annual For Our Freedom 5K fundraising run walk to raise money for veterans organizations in the area. Board member from Parade Rest, Rich DiMiglio, says though this year's race is going to be held virtually, it's still very important.
The last 9 years, we've raised over $760,000. That's over $750,000.
Wow.
To benefit local nonprofits. And this year's lineup of beneficiaries are great. Once again, the race this year supports African American Military Experience, Blue Star Families of Central Virginia, Gratitude Charlottesville, Living Free, Parade Rest, and Wintergreen Adaptive Sports.
You can join WCHV Radio for the opening ceremonies on June 6th starting at 8, and you can find out more about entering the race online at WCHV.com.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Beach bums and police could share the sand this weekend. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The beaches could get busy as many Americans begin to move past the coronavirus pandemic. Social distancing, which is encouraged across the country, will be enforced in some spots.
New guidelines are implemented coast to coast to help keep people safe, socially distanced, and hopefully COVID-free as they get back onto the sand. Now, the name of the game this year will be Know Before You Go. With so many different rules from town to town, you'll need to check the beach policies.
Fox's Laura Engel. Houses of worship that have been empty.